Steve Knopper spent 3 years interviewing more than 400 people who knew Michael Jackson, relatives, friends, record executives, and celebrities.
He was a genius on many levels, but the three key ones to me were his intuitive singing style, the way he put in those rhythms, and secondly, the way he innovated dance at a time when really there wasn't a lot of dance in pop culture. And then thirdly, his songwriting. I think he doesn't get enough credit for being a great songwriter.
Michael Jackson's rise to superstardom really began in the late 1970s when he started collaborating with legendary record producer Quincy Jones.
It really was Quincy bringing a whole team to the studio, and sometimes they would work on Michael's songs together, and other times he would bring in a prominent songwriter, Rod Temperton, who wrote Thriller and a lot of other great Michael songs.
And it was Thriller, released in 1982, that propelled Jackson across pop music's racial barriers.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
Disco, which had been huge for 3 or 4 years, had just crashed. And so when Michael came along with Thriller, radio stations and MTV and other entities within the music business were segregated, so it was black artists were on urban, quote-unquote, urban radio stations, and white artists were on either rock or top 40 or other kinds of radio stations. And so Quincy and Michael and their team, specifically decided that they wanted to make music that was for everybody.
Collaborating with white musicians was another way to break the racial barriers in music. Jackson did that with former Beatle Paul McCartney on The Girl Is Mine, and 4 months later with heavy metal hero Eddie Van Halen.
The doggone girl is mine.
It was the way for Michael to, as an African-American artist, to kind of get onto white pop stations, if you will, using Paul McCartney.
Because the doggone girl is mine.
She's mine.
And once he was able to make that move, all the rest of the songs followed. Later, of course, to get on white rock stations, they employed Eddie Van Halen.
One of Jackson's trademarks was his moonwalk dance, the famous glide that looks like he's moving forward and backward at the same time.
Michael learned that dance from a number of different sources, including himself, but specifically from a group of dancers. Their names were Casper Candidate and Cooley Jackson, and there was another guy named Jeffrey Daniel. He eventually invited a couple of these guys to come teach it to him directly. And I did an interview with Cooley Jackson, who kind of explained how Michael kept saying, I'm not getting it. It's a very difficult move to get, and it doesn't click until you work on it and work on it and work on it. And finally, it clicked, and Michael got it.
Jackson also showed that persistence in making sure the words and music clicked. Some of his best songs were years in the making, like Earth Song from the 1995 History album.
What about sunrise? What about rain? What about all the things that you said we were to gain?
Michael was a great balladeer, but Earth Song was one of his best and most complex ballads, and he used it in different ways. He used it to sort of talk about saving the environment, to talk about saving the children, and it was a very adaptable anthem, and he really labored over this anthem and kept tinkering with it and tinkering with it over a period of 7 or 8 years, and finally he turned it into this big, bold anthem.
Author Steve Knopper says Michael Jackson's impact on pop music hasn't faded, even in death, and his legacy will fuel the music industry for generations to come. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.